pre-game coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for boys basketball postseason action. And joining me, head coach of the Storm Lake St. Mary's Panther boys basketball team, Maurice Williams. And first, coach, before we talk about this playoff game coming up today, give us some of your insight on what you've seen from your team throughout the season growth-wise as you opened up against Alterelia back in December. Hard to believe the regular season's already gone. And then wrapped up the regular season earlier this week at West Bend Mallard. What do you think's been the biggest change you've seen in your team throughout the year?
Just their mental, their mindset. I think most or some kids would have, you know, folded and maybe quit and packed it in. Some of the boys, showed up every day, eager to learn. And I believe they gave their best. So we're happy with that.
Talk a little bit about the interesting thing. Your team, some of your team plays a half of JV before the varsity game later in the evening. Talk about that from a developmental standpoint. I mean, they're getting a lot of basketball in throughout the season when that JV game's available.
Oh, yeah, we desperately need it, so we embrace that. We tell the boys, you know, they can use that as momentum to get going, especially in the mental area. We believe that they have the capabilities to do the things we're asking, but the mental part, can they sustain what we're asking them to do even when they're tired or when the scoreboard might not be in their favor? So they are definitely working and trending in the proper way, we'd say.
You look at that, is there any challenges? I mean, I'm sure fatigue at some point has set in throughout the season with that extra time on the court. But is there any challenges from going from that JV game earlier in the evening to having to turn it up to varsity later in the night when those JV varsity games happen?
I believe it's a positive more so. A lot of my boys should, you know, be there at that JV level. So to see where they actually measure up to a talent of their level is, I'd say, a jump start for them to go against some of the, you know, older, more mature, seasoned veteran on the varsity level boys. So it lets them see the difference in how big of a jump it actually is and where we actually need to go. So that's another thing we stress, you know, give your all on that JV level so you can actually measure yourself against your peers, you know.
Chatting with head coach Maurice Williams of Storm Lake St. Mary's boys basketball. And now, coach, give us some of your thoughts on District 4. Your team lands in Class 1A, Substate 2, District 4. Obviously, the first round games against Siouxland Christian today, but others in that district include Remsen St. Mary's. You've seen them. Other top seeds include Galen, Akron Westfield, George Little Rock. Give us some of your overarching thoughts of District 4, of what you're seeing the teams in that pod.
A strong competition there at the top. You have to give your hats to Remsen St. Mary's. They come in ready to play. They execute. They're really fun to watch. I think they play the right way. So we're definitely keeping an eye on those top teams. It lets us know how far we need to go.
You look at the matchup tonight against Siouxland Christian, a team that you guys played back in December in the Panther Pit. Walk us through that game. It was one of those games, a seesaw affair in the first half. Your team got up 20-9, trailed 29-22 at the halftime break, and then a good battle in the second half. Walk us through what you were seeing in that one, a game that, like I said, was a bit all over the place, a seesaw affair, if you will.
That was our most competitive game, and that was so early in the season. I don't think we had even, hit the ground running. So for them to come out and give that show to our home crowd, I believe it gave them something to look forward to. But in saying that, we will be down Dylan Martin tonight, and he's playing his best ball so far for us. So we will miss him. Just hoping to compete. We would love a game that's not a blowout so early. So we are definitely eager to show, you know, we have learned a lot and grown since the first time we've played them.
You talk about the growth there. What were some of the takeaways out of that first time against Siouxland Christian? I mean, like I said, a really good first quarter against the Eagles the first time you matched up against them.
yeah, that's that confidence I speak about in my boys. I know that they have it, but we need them to show it consistently. So we are working on doing things consistently. I believe we're doing a lot of the right things. We just aren't doing them consistently. So in saying that, that's what we're looking for. That was proof of coming out with confidence. But now can they sustain it even when they are playing all those minutes and those things? But being adaptable, that's part of life in basketball. So I'm really looking for them to give a good showing tonight.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time and good luck tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And that was head coach Maurice Williams of Storm Lake St. Mary's boys basketball. Getting ready for tournament action. It's coming up next on Mix 101.7.